Mobile.
Still working on the same guy that had it stopped earlier when you passed by.
NC9B. It's still sitting there.
The bridge. Before you get to Bob's Creek Road.
Okay, maybe it's something different then. Right before the cattle shoot.
He's handing out revenue sharing coupons this morning. Good for him.
Sitting there, so I guess, I don't know, maybe they're kind of doing a little bit of interdiction.
Could definitely be used down through there.
Illicit narcotics comes out of Greenville, comes up the mountain.
We're just talking about the idiot drivers speeding up through there, too.
A little bit to do with the probable cause for the stop. A pretextual traffic stop.
There's plenty of opportunity right through there anyway. Too bad they don't work together across the state lines there, because they could sure slow things down when it needs to be.
Do the joint road checks and they stop all traffic and go to each car. Driver license, registration, checkpoints.
The last time I seen one of those.
I waved for them for the COVID, and I guess people raise so much cane about them. You know, operating a vehicle on the highway is a privilege, it's not a right.
That is true.
Don't see those anymore until the DUI checkpoints, or as they call DWI in South Carolina, NC90.
I wanted to send you an article that the Brevard mayor put out over the weekend, or last week. I think you'll get a good laugh out of it.
Yeah, apparently that's a hotbed over there. Apparently up at Asheville also.
Remember I showed it to you Friday, Saturday morning, or was it Friday that we met and had breakfast? Same thing.
Yeah, it was Friday. But, yeah, if you had to do it, I was going to say send it all. I like reading stuff about that. You know, between all the articles you read and what you hear, you know, you pick and choose what you believe. And a lot of that stuff is totally believable.
Come right out on the city's letterhead, so kind of take it as the truth.
That's what I'm saying. They put it out there. It's probably true.
I know one of the county commissioners this weekend, he's a friend of mine, and he can't do anything about it or, you know, change it, but he said he was getting tons and tons of phone calls about it.
It's day and night. I worked for both agencies. I worked for the city up here, and the city down there in Charleston, and worked for the county down in Charleston, and I know the difference between the city and county. And nothing he can do about it. It's a dead weep, I guess.
I know that, but people were calling and fussing about it. Wanting to know where the county stood on it. And the county does not agree with the city.
It goes a lot to say about what the origins of a city is. You know, cities are originated to better serve the community and a smaller group of individuals. And unfortunately, a smaller group of individuals becomes more focused, whether that be focused on what they're trying to do or focused on how they're influenced on what they're going to do.
And I don't know. I don't agree with what the city's doing at all. I think they're in the wrong, and I think it's going to cost them in the long run, but we'll see.
JFW Mobile.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Welcome to the club. Hope you had a great weekend. But yeah, they're doing some funny things, and I understand that it's a mixed can of worms there. But unfortunately, it's my opinion that they the knee-jerk reactions on what is actually happening. So, you know, they feel they got to get out in front of it. That's the way everybody is now. Let's get out in front of this. Let's get out in front of this. And no, you don't. Sit back and let nature take its course sometimes.
Good morning, Ken. Good morning, Eric. Hope both of y'all are having a great start to your day. KO4HX.
KO4C.
Ken, Patrick, Leon, how's it going? Yeah, having a good weekend. Going in on Monday, hoping I can charge my car when I get there. And, yeah, I'm getting ready for another week.
Are you electric or gas today?
KO4C.
I was asking you.
Not your car anymore. I'm all gas right now.
Eric, for my sake, I hope you get your car charged.
An email last night that they were going to shut off the chargers at some point because Trump just killed the federal program that was paying for them. So all of these Duke Energy chargers that are around that are like freebie L2 chargers are going to get turned off sometime this week.
Just bought him an electric car.
I was driving, going through a hole.
My son just bought him an all-electric car.
The charger that your plant also run by Duke under that program?
Those are through charge points. So they've got several of those. I think the only Duke one I know of is near my house right here on 292. But, I mean, I have never went there to charge, so I'm not 100% certain. But, yeah, the ones at the plant all around there are run by charge points.
For longevity on his battery, how much should he charge it?
80%. Cut off all of the federal funding under the American, the Inflation Reduction Act that had all the EV charger installation subsidies and the subsidies for power companies to provide free chargers. Of course, it does not cut off federal money for Tesla superchargers because that's under a separate bill.
I mean, why would you cut off Elon's chargers?
Astonishing.
The USA stuff, I would agree with you there.
Blink and charge point and all that.
Sorry, Andrew, I doubled with you. All that USA stuff coming out right now, I didn't agree with you, Eric.
I never really understood why we tried so hard to feed everybody everywhere else and we don't even try at all to feed our own people, you know. But if you are going to shut something down, at least have the decency to do it legally. And, you know, not by an unlawful executive order. What immunity?
In the executive orders. After this administration, they should just cut them all out. They need to pass it. Congress needs to act on it and do away with it.
Orders were intended to be a way for the president to dictate the process and procedure of the executive branch, not spending policy and budgeting.
Different than what it was intended to be.
Everybody's Cheerios this morning. I'm just pissed about not being able to charge my car at work anymore. So, anyway, we can move on to something else.
Wouldn't pick that up. Continue operating it. Working there.
How do these companies like ChargePoint come in and take over those chargers and put their system on it?
Has to shake out, but I don't know if there's a way for them to turn it over to somebody else because it was paid for with federal money in the installation, and it depends on what's in that original contract. Because while the money is gone, the contract will still be enforced.
And see the way it plays out. Tell you what, it was funny because I was talking to the wife yesterday, and I saw a Red 3 Series, and I was telling her how much I missed my little 330E. You know, I only had 25 miles on the battery, but, man, I love the fact that it cut my mileage in half every day.
lawsuits about it this week because this just happened over the weekend. So there might be some lawsuits over it because it's, again, you know, Congress appropriated the money for this purpose, and it's supposed to go for this purpose, and it's not legal for Trump to say, okay, well, we're just not going to spend this money. So, you know, hopefully somebody will sue over it, but it's going to have, you know, it's going to take a week for it to shake out to see what's going to happen with it for real.
NV Mobile.
WTJKT Mobile.
KN4TFW Mobile.
HKX Mobile.
Where's CEM?
Do you have stuff over the weekend?
RT System Software programmed my radio.
I was looking at that. I mean, it sucks for me because I have like five or six different radios that I would need to program, and so I'd have to buy five or six different ones, but how well does it work?
Great. Unfortunately, like my FT5 handheld, I can't program it with the RT System software because you have to buy that software specific to that radio. So, I don't know. I got to play with it yet. I'm going to take the FT5 file, you know, the little micro SD card, and put it in there and read it, see if I can read it into the system software that I have now. So I haven't played with it that much, but I think I have to buy separate ones for each one. It's only $25, but still.
Licensing model, you buy a license for each model radio that you want to program. So, for example, I've got FT65, I've got an FT70, I've got a THD72, a THD74, so that's four different models, so I would have to spend $25 times four to be able to program all four of them.
Yes, I'm using on quite a few radios, but Leon, I haven't tried this yet because I haven't had the opportunity. Have you tried with the system software for the FT5D? Have you tried it that way, or do you have the cable for the FT5D?
I have a cable, but no, I haven't tried it yet.
I would like to know if you can use the same software as long as you have the correct cable for the radio.
What I was reading is, I think you could save it as a different type of file and import it into that software, so you can make it work. But you just have to change the format.
What are you trying to do with it?
Template for my FT500 that I'm on right now. And I'd like to put it in a, be able to interchange it with the handheld FT5DR. Model wrong, but yeah, it's the FT5 handheld.
I took my FTM 400 programming, but I don't remember if I transferred anything over or not. You know, but I mean, Yaesu has their software you can use, but I always just program mine from the little flash card and import that into the radio.
Either of those?
Yeah, Chirp supports both. Somebody else has that.
The problem I had, the FTM 400, I think it's got. The VFOs are separate memory channels, where the, like my 3DR, they both share the same memory. I don't think it was one that was separate, if I remember correctly. So, but I think I imported some of it. I don't think I had to do all the writing all over again, but I think it was just with Yaesu software. It might have been Chirp that I used this last time.
Hey, Eric, I think the software, the RT system software, does support Chirp. But the radios do not.
Thank you for Chirp to support, because, you know, the guy's an indie developer, and if he doesn't have the radio, he can't develop the algorithms for it really well. So I did a lot of help with them. You know, I helped him a lot with the FT65 and the THD72 a while back, but it takes somebody sending him a radio, letting him borrow it for a while for him to develop the programming algorithms for it.
In the coming week or two. There's a lot of stuff. I played with it, got my radio programmed, but like I said, I want to be able to interchange it. But I think you can import it and export it in a different format and have it read, so you can use it for different model radios. But I'll let you know. options. I mean, you don't have to, you know, if you go in there and program the offsets and such, you just select, you know, it does the automatic repeater shift for you. And that's not affecting your bandwidth. Like, I put a lot of the GMRS stuff in there. You know, you've got separate, you got narrow band, then you got wide band. So you can select those. It's pretty unique.
Get off of my eggs. I'm going to get this antenna off top of the car. So y'all have a good one. Be safe, and hopefully we'll holler at you tomorrow morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
7-3, Andrew. Have a great day. KO4HX.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good one. KN4TFW.
73, Andrew. Have a great day and be safe. This is WTUJKT.
Work well, Andrew. Not hard. Have a great day. NC9B. Interesting question, though. On the FT5, we'll do like 999 channels or something like that. And the FTM500DR and my mobile will do like 1,000 channels. But the big monster radio, the 991A, only does 100. Like, what the heck?
15 years old now or something like that, or 10 years old, that's why.
Yes, it's probably a hardware limitation, but I was thinking maybe a software upgrade where you can have more channels. They're running out of channels in the 991A.
It's probably just however much flash they have in the microcontroller.
I thought that was odd.
Very cheap over time, so, you know, it's a lot easier to have more channels, you know, the newer the radio is, because there's more flash in the microcontrollers.
Wow. It'd be nice to have an upgrade to the 991A.
Called the antique DX10.
A VNU radio too?
The 10 or the 710. One of them is supposed to be like the replacement for the 991A.
That again. I didn't think either of those did V or U.
But 100%, but it's been a while since I looked into that, and the 991A does such a good job that I just can't justify spending the money for another radio for a different scope pattern is basically it.
Newest and the greatest. What's it supposed to do today? Is it supposed to rain all day or what?
Rain today, just like in the mid-50s, but rain starts tomorrow.
Jacket in the truck then. Today I'm going to blame you, Ken.
Right.
Comfy that new truck. Hi, with the alarm. I woke up just before the alarm went off. You know, you open your eye and look at the clock saying, oh, it's not time to get up. And you look at the clock and it is time to get up. Oh, man. I was not happy. I'm going to stand until 10 o'clock programming the radio. Fellas, I'm almost at work, so I'm fine. Y'all have a great day. Stay dry if it does rain. And Ken, I'll be waiting. If I get wet, I'm going to blame you. 73, y'all. NC9B.
7-3, Leon. Be careful out there today. KO4HK.
7-3, Leon. Have a dry day. KN4TFW.
7-3, Leon. Have a great day. Good talking to you this morning. This is WTUJKT.
Son got him a Honda Prologue. It's a collaboration between GM and Honda.
That one, did you say it was called the Prologue?
I guess they just came out with it in 24. Open up the door there, it says, you know, Honda and GM.
I've heard of Honda and GM doing a collaboration before.
We did a little look up and something about the Blazer chassis and battery configuration or something like that.
Honda might be actually buying Nissan because Nissan's about to go bankrupt.
said it had a 300-mile range. Is that typical?
The target that the EV manufacturers are going for about 300-ish miles.
Yours has an all-glass roof, right?
I think I do have one small metal panel, but yeah, the sunroof takes up a good probably 60% of the roof.
That it's like all glass, and then it, I think about half of it opens.
It's probably 60% of the roof, and then it looks like half of the sunroof will open, so about 30% of the roof is openable.
It's project the dash up onto the windshield.
Projected on the windshield is the warning. There's a bar of red warning LEDs that flash when I'm, you know, if things are going to hit somebody.
Customizable. Like you want it to be, and what information you want on there?
Information is just, it starts flashing when it's going to, you know, thinking about firing off the automatic emergency braking, but I don't have a heads up display.
Yeah, the meter is off at night, so it was aggravating at night.
Yeah.
Eric?
Yeah.
There you have. You can just go ahead and, you know, trash it if you want, or if you know somebody that wants it. It's not going to do me any good if it don't work. I'll just have to get rid of it anyway. And electronics is not me.
I'll tell you, I did try to wash it out with some distilled water and stuff, but there's just too much corrosion in it, I think, because it's been stored for so long. I don't think it's salvageable anyway.
If you just got a good way to get rid of it, just go ahead.
I'll put it in the electronics recycling next time I go.
Looking at it anyway.
Yeah, those old radios. I have a couple of TM-721s that are they're quite a bit newer than that one, but it's from the 80s vintage, and, you know, it just has a beautiful display on it and everything. It's one of my favorite mobile radios, I have two of them in good working order, and I'm hoping they'll both keep working because it's such a good radio.
I got an HT sent along with it, but I got to figure out how to get a battery for it. I want to say it's a TR something, TR-7000 or something like that.
Well, when you get, you know, let me know what the model number is. I do have a 3D printer. It might be possible to, like, 3D print a little case that can hold some, you know, rechargeable AAAs or something.
I have the two original batteries, but they're dead. One of them was new in the box, but, man, it was, like, 25 years old. But I saw online that they have, like, a battery pack you can put in it, but you had to do some soldering and stuff like that. Yeah, that's definitely not me. KN4 TFW.
I'd like to look at it. It might be something that's easy for me to do because, you know, I do soldering and building and stuff all the time. So if all it takes is a little soldering, I'm happy to do that for you.
But no guarantees that the radio won't be the same condition as the other ones, you know what I mean? You get it to power up, but it's just too corroded inside to do anything.
Got it. I love seeing if these old radios can be brought back to life.
2-meter antenna is a 2-meter antenna, right? I mean, if it screws in there, then it should work, right? Charger to the boy that didn't have a charger for that car, so they sent in one to him, and then they gave him like $500 in charging credits. Fortunately, he only has to go maybe 5 miles to work.
Definitely nice to have a charger at home. I installed a unit on Courtney's house next to the carport, and I've got the plug-in one that came with my car that I keep at my house. So, you know, I can charge whether I'm parked over there or parked at my place. Of course, they're next door to each other, so it doesn't really matter too much. But, yeah, it's definitely convenient to be able to charge at home, even if it's not that fast.
about 10 miles per hour charge.
Comes out to 37. It's a 50 amp, 11 kilowatt at her house, and I've got a 32 amp at mine. So it's at her house, it's like 37, and my house is like 25 or so.
It's probably just a 110 charger, I would imagine.
The M packages with their EVs is 32 amps at 240, so it's like 7 point something kilowatts. Either 8 or 12 amps at 110, but of course that takes forever.
Hey, I'm rolling down to the gate, so I'm going to say 7-3, and you guys have a good day. And then I'll catch you guys in the morning, KN4 TFW.
Have a great day. We'll chat with you in the morning. This is W2JKT.
Again, 7-3, Eric, I'm at my first op here. Sorry about the gap there. The power wire for the radio come unplugged. KO4HKX.
Great day. We'll catch you tomorrow morning. This is W2JKT.